Good afternoon, Miles.
You're in the final, Dermot. You took the long way to it, but you're there.
Yeah, we're back in the final, all right, Miles. As you say, we took the long way, but before the game, we sort of talked about it and said if it needed to go the whole way, we were ready and prepared. I got shown out throughout the game, equalising the 91st minute, then won in penalties.
Yeah, we had Terence on and he did update us on what was happening there, but just maybe from your point of view as manager, how did the 90 minutes go in your situation?
I think a strange match, Miles. First half was very, very open. Both semi-finals were tight, cagey affairs with so much at stake, and you know, with home advantage for the winners in the final. Limerick had as much to play for as we had, obviously. But in a really open game, it could have been 3-3 at half time. Second half, I thought we gradually got to grips with it, started to play a wee bit better than we were playing. But then we're hooked in the 79th, 80th minutes. Limerick scored a deep ball into the box, caused confusion, not at home by one of their substitutes. But we kept pressing, and got a reward in the injury time. Cross diagonal ball from Matthew Byrne was headed back down by John Jerry McLaughlin, and Darren Starley on the turn swept the ball home into the bottom corner. Extra time and penalties end, and we're fortunate enough to come out on the right side of a shootout.
Yeah, your goalkeeper did well, saving two, Kevin McLaughlin. So that was, I suppose, the difference at the end. That's the one that won it.
Yeah, well, I mean, we actually missed our first penalty.
Yeah.
So it was crucial that Kevin come up with the goods, and he did. He saved one to put us back on terms, and thankfully we scored the other four, and then he saved the last penalty as well to put us into the final. So we're absolutely delighted with that. But I have to say, Limerick were an excellent side. And you know, they feel aggrieved on the day that they probably had enough chances to put us away, but they didn't take them. I think both sides had a lot of chances, but at the end of the day, we're through, and that's all that matters from a semi-final.
That's all that matters in a semi-final. I presume your experience at this level for the last number of years stood to you today.
Yeah, there'd be aspects of our play we wouldn't be happy with today, maybe myself and Paul Hegarty were briefly talking about it, and you know, we feel we can play a lot better. Now, we did play well at times, but we just didn't do it for long enough periods. And I suppose the last thing we said to the players in the went into the penalty shootout was, you know, we were in the semi-final that went to penalties three or four years ago, and McGinn as well. And we reminded them of the dejection they felt afterwards, and told them, make sure that they didn't feel the same dejection today. So thankfully it worked out for us today.
It's probably not that easy to take your penalties at home, but you'd probably be better away because it was home supporters, there's more pressure on you.
Yeah, probably an element of the truth in that. And like, I'm not a great one for practicing penalties, even though we finished up here on Friday night with a session. You know, you can in practice score 10 out of 10, but then when the pressure's on, it's a different kettle of fish. But look, we got more than we needed, and they only got three, and I suppose that's just what will go down in the record books.
You're going to play the winners of Clare and Wexford. Clare, the defending champions, they play next week. Any preference, and will you be going to see this game?
I think that game's not actually on until the 29th of April.
Okay.
So it's a Saturday. So possibly we'll take that game in. Hopefully we're going to agree a date. It'll probably be mid to late May for the final. And then give, you know, I can't imagine them wanting to play a week after the semi-final. So I had to give us 4 or 5 weeks to get together and do some work on the training ground.
Yeah, your league's coming to an end fairly soon, isn't it? Does it mean that you will be training maybe when the league's over?
Oh, yeah. Some of the teams at the top of the league still have a couple of games to play, but it's not that many. And there's cup finals to be played as well. So one or two of the teams are still in training, but we'll be getting the boys together. Give them a rest this week, and then we'll be getting them together twice a week after that for the next 4 or 5 or 6 weeks, how long it takes.
So that might be an advantage to you, really, in that you would be able to work with them as a group?
Absolutely. You know, we've plenty to work on. And I think the other thing, too, we have 2 or 3 players that were injured today and were unavailable. So it's a possibility that one or two of them may be back for the final. That'll give us a full hand to pick from.
So it's going to extend the league for you. It's going to extend the season, and I'm sure you'll not say no to that.
Oh, hey, it's absolutely fantastic. Third final in 5 years. What do you do? It's great. It's great for the clubs. It's great for the players. It's great for the whole peninsula. And hopefully, it'll be a big crowd